This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sounds. Whatever it sounds like, it's not as bad. It isn't great for my voice, but other than that, if you can put up with it for a while, excuse me, I'll be fine. Says he. All right, so we're at the Monday marker here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. The top conversation today. Probably a toss between the this wasn't even a shootout. This was just a murder. The Maryland police officer who was just walking outside of the, as far as I can see, walking outside the station, and the gunman opened up fire on him and shot him. So why? And
4:30 in the afternoon, it's just, middle of the day, just walk up to a police station and start. There was two of them.
Yep.
One of the gunmen is shot in the hospital, expected to survive. Another person was taken into custody, and they have no motive yet. But, you know, it's basically just open house on cops is what it was.
Well, this is the problem. You know, one of the problems that we have in our country.
This is 15 minutes away from the D.C. border, by the way, in Maryland.
Yeah, looks like a Washington suburb.
Yeah, Prince George's County.
So, let's see. The officer's name was Jackie Colson, 28 years old, 4-year veteran of the Prince George's County Police Force. One of the suspects was believed to be the gunman. Police said was struck during the gunfight in custody at a hospital. But the gunfight erupted after they killed this guy. Didn't look like me. He wasn't involved. The police officer wasn't involved in the shootout, was he?
I think he was.
So they started firing and he fired back and then he got shot?
I don't know whether he fired back, but they started firing and the gunfight erupted.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I was shocked about is that both of these guys aren't dead.
Yeah.
How do you... You usually don't hear these stories where the perpetrators that walk up to a police station and start opening fire where they walk away.
All right, I'm trying to make my voice work here. This is the lunacy, the craziness in the country is the anger. That's maybe what it is. There's so much seething anger everywhere. And people are afraid of this, and people are afraid of that. And then this is the result. You know what? Part of the thinking, and I'll pass this along, and you can absorb it as you will, agree as you will. This is not about right and wrong. It's about ideas. 888-302-3684. The email address is Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There is a fellow named Dale Clark who... is 75 years old, and his story goes with a lady named Mary Lou Brunner, who's a former kindergarten teacher, who ran for a seat on the State Board of Education in Texas. And the problems that are developing because of this woman, not the man, I'm using the man as an example of what people don't know about when they go voting. They hear something about someone, somebody wants to run for an office, and the the pilot didn't like President Obama, and she said she was not a fan of President Obama's. But what was going on was this lady claimed that President Obama had worked as a gay prostitute in his youth. Also running on a campaign that the United States should ban Islam, that the Democrats killed John F. Kennedy, and the United Nations is on a course to depopulate the world using things like fluoride and other things that are in the water.
She may be right on the Kennedy thing.
She might be right on the fluoride thing.
2 out of 4 ain't bad.
But I mean, but the kinds of things that are being said and how people come to these beliefs, people think this is really outrageous and unusual. It's not. If you go back over the history of the country has pushed the boundary of fear a long, long time ago. Way before this whole business about slavery and what it meant, many of the other beliefs that have been held by people who held offices. Now look at George Wallace. Look at Strom Thurmond. Look at Robert Byrd. Think back about some of the people that we've at least known about after the fact, or some people even when they know it. This guy, Mr. Clark, said when he was interviewed, after he found out about her, he wouldn't have voted for her. But I tell you the story because he did vote for her. And this is the sort of stuff that creates the feeling in the air that brings, when it's really heightened and played out, us to the circumstance we find ourselves in Prince George's County, where people get shot because of their beliefs. People get so angry. And the intenseness of the feelings.
Exactly, to get ratcheted up over the course of a couple of years of cop hate stories.
Mm-hmm.
You get one story about a bad cop or 4 stories about a bad cop in a year, and all of a sudden all cops are bad, and we need to just walk up to the precinct and open up.
Mm.
And I mean, I'm going to blame the media. It's, if you sit here and you just drill this stuff into people's minds over the course of a month, a week, a year, whatever it is, of course, tensions are going to get so ratcheted up and so blown out of control that it's going to create havoc. And that's what we have.
Yep. There's a lot of that, that's for sure. So anyway, when I look at going back to this lady who is running for the school board in a 31-county section of Northeast Texas, is a 15-member board that sets curriculum standards, adopts textbooks. Can you imagine what influence she's going to have with those kinds of views? But they didn't become public until after the fact. And so, and given the choice, and there are some people who have friendly anti-government points of view. I'm one of them. I would say that I'm someone who at least feels that there are many more things going on in the government that are not in our best interest. But am I an extremist? I don't think I'm an extremist, but I think you look at some of these things. Mrs. Brunner called Obama on her Facebook page Ahab the Arab. He hates all white people, and he hates all wealthy people. Well, you know, that kind of stuff. That's part of social media. That's part of the stuff that creates what Richie just described, in fact. So she was asked to be interviewed after this became something that people down there were talking about. It's Mineola, Texas. She was asked to be interviewed, and she said no. And this reminded me of my interview with Fred Phelps. Well, it wasn't really much of an interview.
No.
The fellow that ran the Westboro Baptist Church, another guy straight out of Zululand. She said, the newspapers aren't interested in doing anything nice to me, so I'm not interested in giving them ammunition that they can twist and use against me. I don't know why I'm getting so much attention. I'm just saying what I believe and what people in my district seem to agree with. So that's kind of the story. This stuff, all of these ideas and people get vilified, and so we have these circumstances that have presented themselves in the form of this horror in suburban Washington. I gotta take a deep breath sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Think it through. 17 past the hour here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 19 after the hour. 12% of Americans, excluding those who work for the government, have access to paid time to spend with their newborn children. Some of that 88% now turning to crowdfunding as a way for social networks to give directly to help pay them their benefits. What do you think about this idea? Many modern crowdfunding associations, we think about entrepreneurial projects, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, personal finance campaigns. You know, I've had a couple of these myself to help myself through the crowdfunding on the farm.
Yeah, but you didn't use it to help you stay home with your newborn baby for 6 months, did you?
No, but that's what this is about.
Right.
GoFundMe has some of these. Give Forward has some of these. You Caring has some of these. Generosity has some of these. Platforms for campaigns. And they get a piece of it for, you know, for facilitating it. But let's see. I'm looking at this. This has gone 25%. More people using this than they did last year for these kind of ventures. It's really pretty interesting.
And when I had somebody ask if, for 6 months here at the network,
yeah,
I worked it out with them.
Yeah.
We created a situation where she can stay home with her baby for 6 months.
Yeah.
Didn't need to do a fundraising campaign on digital media.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Weird.
Owe
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time now for another visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nuka chiropractor, has the full spine approach to your health from head to foot. You need to have your gut adjusted properly because all of your health stems from what's going on in your gut. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and you can click on I think there are a couple of different things, but you can basically click on products. Isn't there a product category? Is that what it is?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yeah, .com. Click on products and click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Take my word for it. These are worth the investment, worth the time. No trouble. Wouldn't you rather? How much trouble can it be to have good health?
Sometimes prevention doesn't get all the attention that recovery does.
No.
Even though it's a lot less expensive in the long run.
Yeah, makes nothing but sense. Okay, coffee. Speaking of good things, we've been told now for the past 4 or 5 years that coffee is good. And then there's something that showed up a week or so ago. Nope, coffee is bad. The coffee that's sprayed with all kinds of things that are sort of Monsanto-ish, because the same debate goes on with coffee as it does with other things that are grown. There are natural coffees, and there are GMO coffees. GMO is everywhere. If you don't think it is, you got to think again, because it's insidious. And the stuff that they spray on the coffee beans is like what they spray on the apple trees now to keep the apples. Apples by themselves, when they grow, if you see apples, if you have apple trees at your home or peach trees or anything, you know that many, not all of them, but many of the apples have little imperfections, little bugs, wormholes, that kind of stuff, because that's what happens in nature. Worms get on apples, they drill a hole in them, and you eat them, and you look at it. Where'd the other half of the worm go? As you gulp, it went down into your body. It's protein. Not going to hurt you any. Right, Jack? Good for you.
Yeah. It's a good, rich source of essential fats.
Yeah, exactly. So what about coffee, anyway? Is it just the difference between all-natural, organic coffee and the stuff that's sprayed? That's it?
Like most other things. I mean, nature made coffee. Mankind has been on this planet for how many thousands of generations?
Tens of thousands, yeah.
Yes, and it's not so much the survival of the fittest. We live in the community. Our bodies know everything that's around us. It has that sensory apparatus. It knows what's in the air. It knows what's in the ground, and it knows what it needs. And when you look
like
at
Santa Claus, nature knows whether you've been good or bad.
Well, you got that right. And nature made coffee. Now, what happens after nature made it is the problem. What does man do with it after that? Does man alter its genetic design to create more coffee beans per plant? Do they change the genetic design of coffee in order to be able to get a hardier breed that can stand different kinds of climate changes? And then again, what you said about how it's sprayed. If you're going to drink coffee, and coffee has some essential nutrients, I mean, it's high in vitamin B and a lot of different kinds of minerals. But it has to come from an organic source.
Mm-hmm.
And the word organic still means something inside the United States.
Right.
And it still means something in a few places that are very protective of that name.
Yeah.
Because they know more and more the public is
moving towards organic. Haven't let Monsanto come in and take over the world. All right, how about water? Increasing water intake by a small amount has big benefits, according to a study that was released last week. Isn't water it, the source? 70% of our water, of our bodies are water. Is there any argument to this?
Well, the trick to understanding your body's need for water is when you're thirsty, you drink.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not thirsty, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
You're sleepy, you go to sleep. You're hungry, you eat. You just need to be particular about the sources of
common sense, boys and girls.
Exactly. There's a formula out there that says you should drink as many ounces as half your weight.
Yeah.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should drink 100 ounces
a day.
Yeah, but you know, it's like telling me everybody should wear a size 9 shoe.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Nah. Look at Donald Trump. He's got big feet.
Yeah.
51 after Dr. Jack on Good Day.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Napa Know-How! Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard. With 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. it could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My body hasn't caught up. My mouth and my voice haven't caught up with my body yet. I'm okay. It just sounds like I'm not okay. This happens about once every 2 years, I think, Richie, where my voice gets all caught up in a lot of other things that have nothing to do with what's going on in my body.
It happens to all of us.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. So we're at 34 past the hour now. Good day program. With Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden, the situation with terrorism. Now, our focus, two major terrorist attacks over the weekend. A suicide car bomb went off near bus stops in the heart of Turkey's biggest city. 34 people dead, 125 wounded. Here is someone from the BBC named Jonathan Blake, who filed this report after the attack.
Early evening in Ankara. Panic as emergency crews respond to an explosion in the city center. Turkey's state broadcaster reported that a car blew up near a bus stop. Vehicles burnt out, a bus destroyed. Police sealed off the scene of the blast. With many already confirmed dead, the number killed is likely to rise. The explosion happened in the Kızılay district. There are government buildings nearby. Just 2 days ago, the US embassy in Ankara warned of a potential terrorist attack. The Turkish capital is on edge. Last month, 29 people died in a car bombing. A Kurdish militant group claimed responsibility. And in October, a double suicide bombing blamed on so-called Islamic State killed more than 100.
Well, they knew it was coming, it would seem. From CNN, Awar Damon. More details on this attack in Turkey.
Based on what Turkish media is reporting, the explosion took place in the country's capital, Ankara, in a fairly crowded central area. This area is very popular, especially at night. It has a lot of shops, outdoor cafes, and the explosion happened very close to a park and a bus station, according to Local media is reporting there were a fair number of people that were gathered waiting for a bus. Images show a number of destroyed, damaged vehicles, including a burnt-out bus as well. This is the third time that there has been an explosion in Ankara, cause unknown at this stage, but there's going to be a lot of fear and speculation. This is yet another terror attack. The other two explosions that took place, one was blamed by the government on ISIS. The other was blamed by the government on the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK. Ankara has been in a heightened state of alert because of the violence that has transpired there since October.
All right, so there's that situation in Turkey. And then there's this other attack, this time on the Ivory Coast. Gunmen killed 16 people when they stormed into several different hotels in the resort city of Grand Bassam. Here is Deborah Pata from CBS reporting that an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group says they did it.
Cell phone video captured tourists running from the beach as hotel security on radios tried to make sense of the chaos. The attack happened Sunday afternoon on a stretch of beach lined by hotels popular with Westerners. Ivory Coast officials say six gunmen targeted beachgoers. I heard shots coming from over there, said one witness. That's when I saw the criminals. We found this guy here. They had killed him. Another witness described how one of the gunmen approached two children, while the one child knelt and prayed, the other was shot dead. The gunmen were heavily armed with AK-47s, ammunition clips, and even grenades. Military trucks delivered backup and helped evacuate the injured. The attack is the latest to target West African luxury hotels. In November, 20 people were killed at a hotel in Mali, and in January, 30 were killed in Burkina Faso, including an American aid worker.
Wow. Take a deep breath. Now, here's from Euronews, this is another source, their rendering of the same story.
At least 12 people have been killed, including four Europeans, according to police, after gunmen opened fire at a beach resort in Ivory Coast that's popular with Western tourists. It happened around the Etoile du Sud Hotel in Grand Bassam, 40 kilometers from the country's main city, Abidjan. Eyewitnesses speak of at least four heavily armed gunmen opening fire on beachgoers. Local reports also suggest the assailants were masked and carried grenades. It comes nearly 2 months after Islamist fighters killed dozens of people in a hotel and cafe frequented by foreigners in neighboring Burkina Faso.
So, what's the takeaway here? Two big shoot 'em ups in the Middle East, Turkey, Ivory Coast, considered by some to be the Middle East. We're talking about Africa and areas that are close to where Boko Haram is headquartered, Al-Qaeda is headquartered, Daesh is headquartered. What are we doing about it? We talk about it. What are we doing about it? We collectively, the world population. You got an attack on a police station in Maryland. Has the world gone mad, or is it just Monday? Mondays, these seem to come, these stories, these ideas come out of the woodwork. So, how do we face the rest of the week? We go on about our business. The thing in Turkey, as Rishi said, was something that seems to have been predicted. People knew there was buzz, there was chatter, as they say. 34 people killed, 125 injured, massive car bomb. The square where all of the international embassies are based. Local sources say the death toll could be higher. The people in Turkey have ordered a ban on using Facebook and Twitter. Now, why would that be the case? We think we're the only ones who use it over here. We're funny in America. Facebook and Twitter being used all over the world. So, is this something that was aimed at the U.S. Embassy? As I said, there was chatter about this. Our embassy had warned the Turks that there would be probably a terrorist attack. Turks paid no attention, paid no mind to it. So, what's the story? We just, okay, have the news, we absorb it, more craziness, and we go on with our lives. I don't know what the solution is. My friends don't know what the solution is. It just...
The solution is you live your life.
Things. Yeah, you live your life and try not to worry about what the news media...
You don't. I mean, look at this life. It's halfway around the world and it affects, 30 to 100 people.
Well, it affects a lot more than that because those are the people who have died, their families. But it affects a lot of people. It affects more people because the news media is all over it and telling you the story. And
sure.
Could I have started today and not have talked about those things? Probably not, and be responsible. But
you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
But you cannot let it affect your day-to-day life. You have to be mindful of it. You have to be aware of it. You have to, but, am I going to change what I do today based on what I've heard here?
No.
I'm going to take my kids to music class, and I'm going to, do my job. I'm going to go out and have lunch with a couple of friends, and boom, life goes on.
I'm going to get on my pony and ride.
That's it.
All right, we have two people in the news. Interesting stories about Sean Penn and Richard Simmons coming up here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
A lot of people in the news. Good day. Time is 46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The story of Richard Simmons.
This is a weird story.
Ending a 2-year silence, appearing on Entertainment Tonight, telephone interview. Theories about his disappearance have been circulating. He has been shying away from the public. He was sad after he had a serious knee injury, depressed, became somewhat reclusive. Here's a fellow named Matt Moreno from a website called Newsy. Says that Richard Simmons' representative claims he's just taking a break, or has been, from being the public eye.
In the 80s and 90s, Richard Simmons' workout videos were everywhere. Today, the general public doesn't seem to be sure where the flamboyant fitness guru is now. A long-form New York Daily News story published Saturday said Simmons, by and large, hasn't been heard from in roughly 2 years. Several friends told the outlet he'd suddenly and bizarrely cut off communication with them about 2 years ago. One friend said he suspected Simmons' housekeeper is keeping him captive with the help of black magic. The friend also recalled this 2013 interview with CNN as Simmons' last media appearance.
And I wish all of your viewers a prosperous and happy and healthy New Year's.
But a representative for Simmons rejected the claims, telling USA Today, Richard Simmons has been in the public eye for 40 years, and he's opted out. It's his right to do it. That's the God's honest truth. The rep also said Simmons' mental health is fine. The New York Daily News says Simmons' manager denied the outlet an interview with the 67-year-old fitness icon.
Huh. So who's in charge of your life? Here's Sean Penn in the news. ABC reporting on what actress Kate Del Castillo has been saying about the interview Sean Penn did with El Chapo, remember?
Overnight, Kate Del Castillo, the Mexican star who facilitated that meeting between Sean Penn and Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, speaking out, telling The New Yorker about how she and Penn traveled deep into the jungle to meet the notorious drug kingpin.
Kate Del Castillo y el señor Sean Penn.
According to the article, El Chapo first contacted the Weeds actress back in 2014.
The people will be very sympathetic.
The starlet telling the magazine that Guzman reached out because he wanted to do, quote, a big movie, and he wanted me to star in it. I immediately said yes. The correspondence between the two continuing for months. Guzman even allegedly sending a handwritten letter to Del Castillo from prison, saying, I love your acting. I hope to say hello to you in person someday, hopefully soon. Less than a year later, Guzman got his wish. Del Castillo traveling with Penn and two others to meet with him while he was on the run from Mexican authorities. According to the article, the drug lord doted on the actress during her visit, even escorting her to her bedroom at the end of the night. Del Castillo saying she believed that El Chapo might assault her when they were alone. Instead, he said, thanks for giving me one of the best days of my life, and left.
All right, so the story that floated around last week was that somehow Oliver Stone was involved in this, and that Sean Penn is supposed to be playing El Chapo in a movie, and this was all a ruse. The interview for Rolling Stone magazine was a ruse. It was a way for Sean Penn to get to El Chapo and see him so that he could more clearly portray him in the movie. Believe what you want, I guess. Under the circumstances, anything is possible.
I'd be looking over my shoulder if I were Sean Penn and Kate Del Castillo right now.
Jim Carrey has a new girlfriend, glamorous mystery woman. Nobody knows who she is. They were driving around the city of Los Angeles on Friday night. Remember his girlfriend committed suicide, what was it, about 7-8 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, he has this mystery brunette that people saw him with. And now the photos are in the Daily Mail. Show him and his date leaving a restaurant from the back door. Ooh. So who's out in the back with a camera? These people don't have any peace in their lives.
Let's just date alone, girl. Why does he have to be a mystery woman?
Mystery woman, yes. Mystery. Go mystery ahead. Is why people are interested in the first place. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so you know that I go crazy for stories about space and NASA, and I've been very interested in the private consortium, or the plural actually, Jennifer, because there are a number of consortiums that have been put together to put more men and women into space. I had the good fortune of eating dinner at a friend's house in Denver a couple of weeks ago, and I met Dan Wibben, who had been a student at the University of Arizona. So this has turned into a life for you in a manner of speaking. How did you get into this program and then become, in essence, the pilot or the captain of this mission, the solar system exploration for the asteroid? How did all that come about?
So the University of Arizona is leading the science portion of this mission that I'm working on right now, called OSIRIS-REx. And as part of my grad school work, I was able to get in touch with some of the planetary scientists that are leading the mission down there, and got the great opportunity as a student to get involved as an engineer on the mission, working on a portion of the mission down in Tucson where the science images will first be brought down to Earth and be able to begin looking at them and analyzing them from a science perspective. And so I first got involved as part of the engineering of the ground software there. But my background, my research within school was more on the flight dynamics, space navigation side of things. And now after I graduated, I got a job with a company called Kinetics Aerospace, and we are the team that will be, as you said, Doug, flying this mission, the OSIRIS-REx mission.
So for the unwashed, explain what you just said. Go ahead.
So the mission that went to Pluto back in July, it actually launched from Earth back in 2004, I believe, or maybe it was 2006. Either way, it took about a 9-10 year mission, flight from Earth out past all the other planets. It did a flyby gravity system past Jupiter and flew past Pluto, and we saw those great images come down last summer. And it's actually continuing on and flying out to a small object that is its next target that's out past Pluto.
But you don't know for sure. You've never actually seen, nothing's ever actually seen what it's headed for, right?
I think we have seen some of the Kuiper Belt objects that are out beyond Pluto. It's quite a large amount out there. And we have a fair amount of information on them so that we at least know where to basically drive the spacecraft. So we know kind of where we're headed in a general sense. And we'll kind of get a better idea as we get closer.
Let's come back to the CyrusRex Science Project, this mission that's going out to find an asteroid. You told me that nobody can see it, but you know it's there. How does that happen?
Well, we can see it with radar imagery from the Earth. So it's you can't see it too small.
How do you see it on radar? How far away from the Earth is it?
It's actually quite close. It's between Earth and Mars
most of its
orbit. Yeah. It's in a relative sense.
I suppose, yeah. Sure. Right, yeah, it is. How long will it take for this thing to get out there to find the asteroid?
It'll take us about 2 years to fly there. We launched this September in about 6 months. It'll take 2 years, and that is mostly because after a year of flight, we're going to be doing a gravity assist past the Earth. So we go out away from Earth and kind of come back within a year and then take another year to use that boost from Earth's like gravity field to bring us to the asteroid.
It's like a slingshot effect, I think you said, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. So what will you be doing every day as you sit at your computer navigating this thing out in space? Well, tell us, we got about 60 seconds here. Just tell us how this all happens.
For the most part, once we're actually at the asteroid, we'll be the general idea of what we'll be doing every day is collecting the images down from the spacecraft, using those to get information about where the spacecraft is located relative to the asteroid itself, and using that information to figure out exactly where we are, where we expect to be headed, and then determine based on that if we need to do any course correction maneuvers and things like that, if we need to change our course. If we're expected to be in orbit, where do we look to be when we expect to take images for today's set to bring down for tomorrow's solution or for the scientists?
I mean, think about how amazing this all is. He's going to be sitting as a pilot at a computer managing this thing. All right, during the course of the next couple of months, Dan, we're going to stay with you. I'd like to get more updates if I can. Congratulations on this very cool Dan Wibben here on the Good Day program.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.